The text now explains the measure of having cultivated such compassion. Quote, "Just as a mother responds to her small, beloved, and suffering child, when you develop a spontaneous and equal sense of compassion toward all sentient beings, you have perfected the practice of compassion, and this is known as great compassion." End of quote. In the depths of your heart, you have great care and concern for your beloved child, whatever you are doing, whether you're walking, sitting, or talking. If you are able to cultivate such a mind toward all infinite sentient beings, that is an indication that you have cultivated genuine great compassion. Then the text discusses the process of meditation on loving-kindness. The measure of having cultivated loving-kindness is similar to the measure of having cultivated great compassion. Compassion is a mind wishing that sentient beings be free from suffering, and loving-kindness is a mind wishing that they meet with happiness. Loving-kindness induces compassion, and compassion induces the special attitude. The special attitude here means that you not only mentally think how good it would be if sentient beings were free from suffering, but you voluntarily take responsibility for actually engaging in the work of delivering sentient beings to the state of liberation and helping them remove their sufferings. And this induces the awakening mind of bodhicitta.